But as we talk about the lifestyle of the rich and famous, let's come back to how much they have given to the Tulsa community through their foundations. They were part of the Tulsa Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
We have the Chapman Music Hall, and that comes from?
That came from both sides of the family, his mother and Alan and Mary. Lita Chapman and Alan and Mary.
As you've already mentioned, Tulsa's Little Lighthouse received money from the Chapman
Yes.
Foundation. We have the TU football stadium. It was known as Skelly Stadium. How much did they donate to the TU for that?
The Chapman Foundation?
Yes.
We made a $9 million contribution. That wasn't the entire cost, but that's what they needed to get it done.
So it's now known as Skelly Field at Chapman Stadium, and that comes from?
H.A. Chapman and the Mary Kay Chapman Funds. And that was somewhat of a sensitive area because John Stewart is the grandson of Mr. Skelly, and he's a good friend of mine, lives in Tulsa.
And his father was Harold Stewart.
Harold Stewart, yeah, who's also a good friend of mine. When we were considering renaming that or building, redoing the stadium, and the university suggested we call it Chapman Stadium, I'm a little reluctant to just take the name off of the stadium that was the original stadium. So I call John Stewart, and I tell him what we're considering doing, and I'm wondering how he would feel about that if we were to change the name. I said, you know, your granddad is why that stadium is where it is, and it's a landmark. He said, there's surely a way that we can keep both names involved in the thing. He said, I'd like for my granddad, Skelly, to have his name there. I don't recall who came up with that, but it was someone at the University of Medmenstead Upham. But let's call it Skelly Field at Chapman Stadium. I said, that sounds good to me, but I said, let me run it by John. So I called John Stewart and asked him, and he checked with his sister. They said, boy, that sounds fine to us. John made a comment that really stuck home with me. He said, I can't think of two better names to have on that stadium, Chapman and Skelly.
Wow, yeah. It's nice that we could keep them both because Skelly name goes way, way back.
Oh.
So does Chapman, and that we can have both the names alive in our community
yeah.
is great.
Yeah. That worked out fine, and everybody's pleased.
We pointed out earlier that Alan was not an athlete himself.
No. I would say that if Alan Chapman ever went to the football game, it'd probably been in high school, the basketball arena, they call it the Convocation Center. We were involved in that also. I know he never went to that one because he was gone by that time, but even when they played other places, they played down at the Civic Center, he just wasn't interested in that.
And so as you have given so generously to the Skelly Field at Chapman Stadium, let's remember the connection to TU goes all the way back to James,
That's
his
correct.
Father.
That's correct.
Who helped the school out. They were teetering on bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
His father, James, came to the rescue of Tulsa University.
I think James Chapman and some other philanthropic individuals in the city, but I've heard the story that they saved the university, as they did NBT. At the time that that bank was about to go under, it was the Exchange National Bank. Mr. Chapman and some others bought it, and Chapman ended up owning control of that bank.
We also have the Chapman Centennial Green downtown.
Right. We just finished it last year.
It's nice to see all that green in the middle of downtown.
Yeah. He would have liked that. He liked green space. H.A. Chapman. Well, Jim Chapman, too. I mean, they love nature.
So he was a nature lover and enjoyed
right.
being out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that the couple donated $1 million to TU in 1968. To establish the James Chapman Hall, which houses the College of Nursing and Applied Sciences.
I remember the School of Nursing because Mrs. Chapman was a graduate of the School of Nursing there. And then the Mary Kay Chapman Communicable Disorders. Children are adults, too, with speech and hearing disorders. I was involved in that one, and one of the requirements there was that no child will ever be turned down for services due to lack of funds.
What areas, then, does the foundation give to?
We have a relatively broad scope in the trust instrument, but our primary emphasis is in health and education. And most of the education is in college level, but we do support preparatory schools in our community and even the public schools in some instances and special projects. In medical, we give a lot of money to medical research. We do work with the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, which is a premier research facility. No clinical work at all, just research. We give money, quite a little bit of money, and I was there last week, to the MD Anderson Cancer Facility in Houston. They do both research and clinical. In fact, their clinical side does a lot of the testing of drugs, new drugs. There's a place in Long Island called Cold Springs Harbor, which is no clinical, all research. And they're one of the premier medical research facilities in the nation. These are all world-renowned institutions. Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation in Oklahoma City, we give money there. St. John's, we've given money. We had given some to Hillcrest when it was Hillcrest. We supported and gave a considerable amount of money to the Children's Hospital when St. Francis put that in. We keep most of our money in our community. A limited amount of money, but money that's greatly needed, we give to the social services in Tulsa. There's a lot of need in Tulsa for our social services. We naturally support the United Way, but many of those organizations that benefit from the United Way receive grants from us aside from what we give the United Way.